Good evening, Audio Boom. It's Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting here. Hope you're all well. I am joining in with the discussion that is part of Truthful Thursday that Sassycat's been doing. Talking about sounds. I'm really funny about sounds, and also some sounds, which I'll come on to in a minute, but also the way that some sounds make you feel. So they're associated with things that I touch, interestingly. So I'm just looking around. I'm going to try and make some of these sounds, hopefully. and the sounds do definitely connect to other senses for me. So, I don't know what that was. Hang on a minute. Oh, yeah, okay. So for example, I'll do some close ones first, and then we'll get on to that. Some of the sounds my dog makes aren't particularly great, are they, Osh? Hello, doggy. He licks his lips and all that, don't you? Lick your lips. No, you see what I mean? Come on, lick. Where's it gone? Oh, licky. Yeah, that. it's like his head's taking off. No. Oh, he's got a bone thing now as well. Yeah, so sounds like this. Do you know, like, when someone breathes? Now, we haven't really expanded on this, and I really think we must. Usher, go and lie down for a sec. Where people breathe, but it's not just, it's like, almost sounds creepy, doesn't it? Sometimes they go like, and they've got the mouth open, and they're awake. You think, what? And then there's the one where when you're breathing through your nose and they've got like a bogey stuck part way up their nose. And sometimes it's disturbing enough when it sort of squeaks, isn't it? A booger, you call them in America, don't you? A booger. When you've got a booger up your nose and you've got this like... I don't say I get this quite a lot. I'm very careful about boogers and bogies up my nose. I tend to not like them up there, and especially if they're causing me breathing problems. And I remember, I'll come on to that in a bit. But yeah, people, if you're visually impaired as well, especially, like, there's been times when I've asked people something and they've had to lean over my shoulder to look at what I'm doing and then say, oh yeah, do that. And while they're waiting for me to get something out, they go, and you know that booger, do you know that booger, you know that bogey's up there somewhere, just wanting to get out. And then occasionally you hear people go like, it's loose. So as they're breathing, it goes like, that through their nose. And as I said, I make sure that I never have these. I call those elevators. They're elevator bogeys or elevator boogers. Right, because they're the ones that they slide up and down your nose. And I remember having one once. I was so embarrassing. I never know where it went to this day, but it was going up and down. I thought, I've got to get rid of that at some point, and I forgot about it. And then I was at a jazz club when I used to be tuning pianos and stuff, and I was tuning the piano. It's quite a nice jazz club on there, and one of the reception girls, I kind of quite liked her actually, I think, at the time. You know, certainly thought a lot of her and stuff, you know, yeah. And I'm talking to her and she said something and I wanted to laugh, but it wasn't really very funny, so I sort of went like that. And as I said that, it went and this bogey flew out. So that would be a reason why I don't like that sound. It's reminiscent of some slight embarrassment. Hang on a sec, just wiping my phone, what's going on there? Yeah, mic handling, that's quite bad, isn't it? When people do all the mic fondling thing and, yeah, when they're talking. That's another one, so I'll try not to do that. Digital noise. You know this thing now, the bit rates, sound quality is so low on things like phones that you get this horrible noise. I can't describe it. But it sounds like water, doesn't it, when you're hearing people speak and the background noise, and then suddenly like an alarm will go off or a siren or something, or something loud, and it just really, really irritates your ears. So digital sound like that I don't like. I didn't used to like the sounds of the modems connecting, you know, with computers when you used to have modem connection. Didn't use a lot of those. So, yeah, now let's do this. I don't like picking up stuff off the floor. Things that scrape, like that. Scraping people's nails on the... That hasn't affected me too much, actually, on this occasion. But then there's things like this sound. I don't... Oh, I've got to undo this sound a second. I'm actually getting all excited. Wait there. I'm going to put this. Don't know. Oh yeah, got it. So I don't like this food. It's got a funny texture. So automatically, I don't know. This doesn't connect with sound too. Yeah, it does. It's when I touch it. You see all those crumbs falling in there, didn't you? Then it's all like it's crispy and stuff. But in the wrong way, the texture's all wrong. This is Usher's food, as I said. Fill that up with water, a little bit. I don't like the idea of it all bubbling around there. This is the sound that I really don't like there. This is a continuation of Usher masticating. Here he goes. There, see that noise? That's nasty, because I think of, what's he doing? What's happening with his tongue? You know, it's all big lips and everything. It's a bit kind of, here we go again. He's doing it again. Okay, he's sitting now, he's waiting. So I'm going to tell him to eat his food. And even the eating of his food. All that lip smacking. You can't eat quick enough, can you? And it's all, that's ultimate masticating, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Heard enough of that, I reckon. So, those... I'm going to come back in a second, see if I think of any more. Hang on a sec. Oh, that's a stupid thing. And there. I'll be back in a sec. I'll see if I can find any more horrible sounds. But, yeah. Scratchy cardboard. Horrible. I have got some more. I've thought of some more. Wait. I'm going to move away from him and his mastication in the nation. Yeah, noises animals make, and people do make some. It just does me in. You wouldn't get a second date with me if you were doing that. That. Not so keen. Oh, can't do it now. I think of grinding. Oh, and you know when people grind their teeth? In their sleep, rats do it as well, more than people, I guess, in general. Rats grinding their teeth. I don't like this. I can't do it. Chairs. Scraping floors. Don't like that. Especially if you go to a McDonald's where they've got the tiled floors and the chairs go, they make that like noise when you push them back. Yeah, that sort of sound. Can I think of any more? I probably can, but I can't right this second. Oh, ice. When you go into your freezer, you're pulling out the drawer, you get this noise. This lot of... Don't like that. Shovels scraping on things. I mean, I love sound, but no one's ever asked me what sounds I don't like before. So I've entered into this with some gusto. Oh, frying pans. All that, you know, when you scrape something on a frying pan, that noise. Yeah, no one's ever asked me what sounds I don't like before. That's been very interesting. I've enjoyed that, and I'll leave the rest of the list with someone else. Osh is still licking. Here he goes. You finished? He's licking a completely empty dish right now. So he's pouring it and he's moving. Trying to stop it moving along. Now he's burping. We'll fade out, hopefully, with an Usher sound. Enjoy that! Ooh, absolutely foul. Gonna burp for us. Maybe not. Might take a while. Oh, what's he licking now? He's licking something. I don't know what he's licking. You like that? It's all gone. Yeah, let him have the last word. I want him to burp because he does sometimes. What are you licking? What are you licking? Eh? I hate this rope thing that he snuffles around. He's got a rope toy. Lie down then. That's it. Good boy. Eh? Oh, could cheat and wind you, but we won't do that. You don't wind a dog, of course, but sometimes when you pat him, he goes, yeah. Right, that's that. You'll probably do it just after I've gone. But, yeah, sounds. Cars in the rain, swishing their tyres. It's extremely off-putting as well when you're walking. You're trying to sort of get a sense of direction. It's loud and it's the wrong frequency, isn't it? Really, really is. It's just the wrong frequency. And that's like that sizzling, loud, horrible, sharp noise. Sounds we don't like. Great. Truthful Thursday. Love it. Speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.